On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
Oh my God, it's Monday.
Armageddon.
And that means that Victoria Tory Lagarde joins us on Mondays in order to chew the fat.
Start the week out right, dude.
With the yeah,
you got it.
Man.
It's a rough day, Monday.
So everybody, join in and listen.
Yeah, got no, the crickets. You gonna put the cricket effect in?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. No
Ooh,
effects.
Not even crickets.
Don't even need them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Deathly silence.
Tory Lagarde is quite a few things, really, to a lot of people. She's an actress, a humorist, an oracle, a dental hygienist. Man, I just tell you.
The oracle thing, let me just touch on that briefly.
Sure touch.
I should have mentioned last week, but I've mentioned before the game, before that Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I said the Bruins are going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said, I hope you're wrong. But I said, do you know who you're talking to right now? So I already knew the Blues are going to win. I felt bad, but you know what? Papagino's gave everyone a free pizza the next day in the state of wherever that is. I think Massachusetts, maybe Rhode Island too, but I don't know where the Bruins are located, which is Boston. They gave people in that state a free small cheese pizza just to make them feel better for losing.
Oh.
And I got one of those pizzas.
Really?
I did.
Well, I did not know that. Was it a whole pizza?
It was a whole cheese pizza.
That
they
is
were giving out 1 million pizzas.
It's very generous.
Yeah. Mike Valerio. Good for you, Mike.
Strange, man.
But, you know, again, I predicted the loss and nobody wants to listen or hear it. I don't care. You know what? Whatever, dude.
You know, you got a president that's screwing up democracy and the country and the world.
Welcoming enemies to give him information.
Yeah, but what do we get broken up about?
Sports.
Lost a hockey championship. Free pizzas because I don't want you to feel too bad and
I
commit
know.
Suicide.
I know.
However,
right.
The planet's being destroyed.
It's the same.
Not a big deal.
Right. You know, just distractions, little distractions. Sports are nothing but distraction from your mundane existence.
I know.
Let's get a little excitement
in
that someone else might win. Not you, but somebody else. You know, glom on to that victory, please.
Glom on. I met somebody whose husband is really into the fantasy football, fantasy basketball,
right.
Fantasy sex,
fantasy,
probably.
Fantasy, the key word there.
Yeah.
It ain't
but
real,
he
bud.
Makes a fortune, though, in his wagers.
Good.
And to some people, this is not just a weekend fun thing.
Right. It's
this
serious.
This is serious business.
Serious business.
So they deserve a pizza.
Yeah. Or just a shish kebab. Some small snack.
Something.
Bag of Fritos.
Not shish kebab. They could kill themselves with that.
Sure,
so
sure.
They would be in a
dangerous
very doing. Bad mental way.
Correct.
Now we go crazy. With the sports thing, my God, when a team wins a championship, they go out in the streets, they set fires, they turn cars over. When a team loses a championship, they go out, they start fires, they turn cars
over. They riot, sure.
What is it? What is that about celebration and rioting that are
I
the
think,
same?
Because I think alcohol is involved.
Ah,
I'm pretty sure.
A magic component.
Pretty sure that's a component.
That's probably what it is.
You know.
It
so,
doesn't matter if there was a game being played
whatever,
or not.
Man.
Has
this,
no
this
difference.
There's something that's going getting adrenaline. Adrenaline yeah. and alcohol. Interesting combo.
I do have to pee when I drink a lot.
Right.
Is that what you're talking about?
But don't leave the house and then you probably won't be rioting.
I don't leave the house anyway.
There you go. See, that's the secret. There you go. I think you're onto something.
Amazon takes care of me.
They drone food to you.
Right.
And stuff.
My pizzas can get delivered,
there
so it doesn't matter. I did a story a few days ago. I don't know if I talked to you about it, but I've. I
haven't talked to you in a month, have I?
No, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
As you know, Walmart wants to be like Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And now Walmart has supermarkets. World. They sell food, you know, perishable
Super
foods.
Super Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what Walmart is doing, they're setting up a home delivery system where not only do they
bring the groceries. Oh, yeah, we did this last week.
We
the
did
key.
Do it. Okay.
Open your house. Right now.
Open the house.
Yeah, no. Not happening.
People are still talking about that, and it looks like this may be a problem.
No, I don't. You know, I think it would be totally fine. What would there be a problem?
What if you come home from work one day and you see a Walmart employee sitting on your couch with the feet up watching a television show and you say, excuse me, what are you doing here?
But he delivered the television, so it's okay. He was just testing it. What do you, what's the problem, Ron?
Actually, all he did was deliver bologna and put it in the refrigerator. That's all he really did.
No. Well, but the people, you know.
Of course, it's a he. That's because I'm sexist.
Right, right.
Now, if women came into the house by themselves, we're talking a different problem.
Can we get back to the sports thing for a second?
No, we're past that.
Yeah, because we did this last week, almost word for word.
All right, all right, fine.
Just because the Red Sox are the next thing happening, and Big Poppy, you probably talked about how he was...
Well, we didn't talk about it on the air, no.
Well, he was... It's Dominican Republic.
I know.
He wasn't, you know, shot up in the United States, so maybe that's kind of a clue. What's going on down there, dude?
Well,
I mean, I've never been there, but... Do you just walk in and you just, like, can kill people, I guess?
I think the Dominican Republic is like Chicago in the sense okay. that there are good neighborhoods and there are bad neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah? Okay. So and why would Poppy be in a bad neighborhood?
Because he's from there. And,
oh, so
and
there's his people?
Yeah, he figures that, you know, it's okay because that's
I guess it's not, though.
That's his home part.
Right, so...
And I guess these guys have wished there were quite a few of these assassins. They were actually out to... kill him.
But they didn't put him in his head to assassinate. They wanted to just make him hurt a little bit.
I guess. I don't
they
know.
Don't know how it works.
They found like five or eight of these guys so far, and
right.
they still don't know like why they did it. And I felt like saying, have you asked them? I mean.
And why, you know, was there a, I thought they just, you know, treated the guy and released him. Did they, they've been arresting them. I don't know what the law is
they've
down
been arresting
there.
Him, yeah.
But you know what? Why doesn't he just stay up here where it's safer?
Well, he does. He lives here.
Well, then why was he there?
He was visiting
his
homeland.
Oh, stop with the visiting. That's obviously not a good idea.
Oh, stop with the visiting.
It's not a good idea, Poppy. What do we got to tell you?
What are you doing?
They can visit you. You have enough money to have fly them here to visit you, is all I'm going
to
say.
He wanted to go back to the
homeland. No, no, no. See how that turned out?
He did Ancestry.com. He found out he's from Dominican Republic. He wanted to check it out.
Is he going
to
ever go back? With all bodyguards?
Not now.
I mean, he's the size of a bodyguard, but he's got to get bigger bodyguards.
I don't think now he'd go back.
Come on, Poppy.
Did
this need to be said.
In the Dominican,
it's right next to Haiti.
Why can't I talk?
Come on. I don't know.
There is a wall.
Yeah, Donald Trump built that one, too.
And Mexico paid for it.
They had to.
Seven people perished in the resorts in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I've never had a desire to go there. I don't care how cheap it is and how beautiful it is. I'm not doing it.
I don't know.
Because I'm kind of sort of intelligent. Not that people that go there aren't, but you know what? I'm going to take up brownie points.
A lot of people go to the Aruba place, to the Mexican resorts.
I heard
Aruba's
very windy.
Well, that's not the problem. It's that if you wander out of the compound, again, problems.
Yeah, Jamaica?
Exactly.
What are you doing?
This is what people do.
Find the Keys. They're kind of warm, I heard. Just do that. Then you're still in the U.S.
Can I make a commentary on your clothes for a second?
No. Go ahead.
You've got a skull and crossbones on your pants.
I do.
What is that about?
And
then your T-shirt has a skull on it.
Right.
Are we feeling a little bit nasty these days?
This is my biker clothes.
Oh, the biker part. Gotcha. Gotcha now.
Glad you segued into that for me, Ron.
No problem. It's in the script. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, this past week was bike week.
It says, ask Tori about the skulls and the things.
Right.
Says.
Bike week in Laconia,
mm-hmm.
which is what the bikers do every year.
Yeah, Laconia, New Hampshire.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
I have gone in the past,
mm-hmm.
but I don't get to go anymore because this boyfriend goes with the boys.
Uh-huh.
So that means for the rest of my life, I can't go to bike week.
Mm-hmm. As long as you're with him.
Exactly.
I see.
You see the logic. If I really like bike week that much.
I think the boyfriend would have more fun having the girlfriend there than the boys. But
yeah.
Because
that's their thing,
what
though.
What do I know?
I don't want to interrupt the thing.
What is the thing?
The flow.
What is the thing, though?
I don't know.
That's the question. What is the thing?
5 days of that? Come on.
5 days of what?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
Riding around. You ride. It's bike week. You ride around.
You can't do that with a female.
Sure you can.
but you can't.
A lot of guys up there are doing that. I'm quite sure of it. I've seen pictures, and I was there.
I'm not understanding.
Yeah, it's more fun with the guys, don't you know?
To do what?
I don't know.
What
Ron.
Do you do with the guys? Yeah. I don't understand that. What if you get horny? What are you going to do?
You don't.
Diddle the boys? I mean,
see,
seriously.
These guys are all, they are all married. They all have balls and chains, and they're getting away. See, it's different, I guess. They're excited to do that.
No, it's a one man's balls, another man's chains, so that's not...
Well, it's you know what, you consolidate money. You pay a short money to go if all the guys chip in and get a place together.
But to do what?
To ride and stay in if it rains and drink beer.
With no, and females would harbor.
Oh, it's a guy thing.
I don't understand
the dynamic would change
means.
If you put one woman in
do you
that.
You know what I never understood, Tori, for example? I seriously don't understand this.
Yeah.
Man caves.
Right.
What does that mean?
You don't have one?
No.
Okay. I don't
no.
either. I have a cave, well, but not a man cave.
I don't. And what would a woman's cave be? I've never heard of that term. Was that the kitchen?
Well, you know what?
The sewing room? What is that?
The tea parlor?
Yes. No,
well,
I don't understand that.
Women and men, there's a very different dynamic. Yeah. When guys get together, it's, you know, drinking and talking about sports or cars or mechanics
is
or
it?
Whatever.
Is it really?
I think it is.
It is.
But when women get together.
I'm not familiar with that.
So I hear. I don't get together with women anymore.
I don't get together with men and talk about.
You know why? I don't have
how
any
big
friends.
Is your penis, Bob?
You know what? I don't think guys do that. But I don't have any girlfriends. That live locally.
Yeah,
so my girlfriends live in other states or other parts of the state. Yeah, so it's different for me.
Sure.
I don't have that.
You stay
overnight. But, you know, sure. But what happens when women get together, it's a lot of chitter chatter and gossip. And
no, it's not.
It is. What I would do it, it's about, you know, their lives, their relationships, their children.
Why don't men do that?
Huh?
Why don't men do that? I don't understand the difference. The only difference is one has a penis, one doesn't. And the testosterone levels are different. Other than that, I'm not seeing it. I don't know why men can't discuss stuff that's going on with them or what their feelings are about certain
things. I'm sure some of it is that, right?
But why does it have to be a solid block of sports talk and how to fix your motor? Is that really all?
And maybe work. Maybe they talk about work. How it sucks.
Women talk about work and how it sucks.
I like my job. I don't talk about how it sucked. I talked about how.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
That's the same. That's a universal "my job sucks" thing.
Right.
No,
there's a group for that. We meet at the bar.
I don't.
It's called everybody.
I don't understand why those relationships have to be so different. When I was younger, as a young man, and I was living in Queens, New York. We went over to Nancy and I went to this.
I would have loved to grow up in Queens. That sounds awesome, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. We went to this couple's. They had a little tiny little house in Queens. All the houses in Queens they're attached.
Right, I saw it on The Family.
Yeah, there you go. Very similar. We went in there, and there were three other couples, and they were having a dinner. So we went in there. We ate the dinner. When the dinner was over, this girl, Rosa, very attractive girl.
Rosa Parks?
No, she didn't.
Rode a bus? No, her. Different one? Okay. I only know one Rosa.
This is Rosa.
Other than West Side Story, might be another one.
She says, okay, the dinner is over. Guys go in the other room. Girls come on into the kitchen. And I looked at Nancy and I said,
oh my God.
What the hell's going on here? What, is this 1920?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? What do you mean you go in that room?
Did you
room?
Say that out loud?
No, I just said it to her. Okay. Fairly out loud, because I was floored. I said, "What the hell are we?
Right.
What is this?
When are we?"
Yes, I could not understand that.
And so that happened.
I didn't
did she go along with the program? Did
she
you guys
did.
Do?
Oh, she no. did, but I didn't go in with the guys. I wanted to hang out with the girls because the guys are just talking.
So what did you
stupid
do?
Stuff.
What did you stay with the women
I
folk?
Felt very uncomfortable.
With the women folk.
I kind of just stayed in the living room.
By yourself?
I don't
thought
remember.
About your life, contemplated decisions?
I don't
decisions.
Remember what transpired.
Right, right.
But I was not comfortable going into another room where guys are probably going to whip out cigars or something. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Right.
Now, if we're going to put on smoking jackets and start sipping brandy, I'm in.
You're watching a little gentleman films?
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
Hello, Bab. How do you feel about this?
Maybe comedy. You're shooting dope. You don't even
know
what you're doing, right?
I don't know what's happening.
Know.
But that set me off like decades ago. I was like,
that's like that movie Goodfellas. It was exactly how it
yes.
looked. All the women were there.
Now, granted, they were Italian.
In Jersey.
Rosa. No, this was in Queens.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, no, I mean, but it's the same area.
Oh, it is
it's
same
the same
area.
Type
oh,
of thing.
It's the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for that. I don't care for that. I sat and did it for years when I was married. Oh, I absolutely did it with all the in-laws.
It was weird to me. I would not,
it was offensive a little bit because I'm like, they get to go not wash a dish and watch TV.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm walking in there. Sometimes I'd go in there and sit down and watch some stupid NASCAR thing, which I didn't care about, but I'm like, it's just a principle. It's just a principle.
I will never, through my whole life, even when I was a child, in school I had problems with when they broke people up into groups. I'd say, no groups.
You're not
here.
A joiner. My dad was not a joiner, my mom said. He was not a joiner.
I'm rebellious when it comes to joining.
Right, my dad was the same.
Oh, man.
He didn't do what people wanted him to do.
I was not in the armed services, I will admit. Mm-hmm. I was in college
Bones
at the
spurs.
Time. No, my feet were just fine. I had no
like
excuse.
Other people's.
I was in a particular program in school.
Didn't go to NAM. No chappas.
No chappas.
No PTSD.
I was in the draft, but they never called my number for some reason.
I couldn't hear. What? Was that my number? I can't hear very good.
But I can't imagine that for the very reason that I just will not listen to what people tell me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine someone playing a bugle at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I think it's earlier than that.
Go, what the hell is that?
I know.
Why is somebody playing a trumpet
Do you know
at
what
6
it's called?
O'clock?
Do you know what it's even called?
Reveille.
There you go. See, you already knew.
I watched the movies.
I saw Private Benjamin. That would have been me.
Yeah.
But she conformed at the end.
She did. That was very disappointing at the end to me. I thought the movie was very accurate up until that point.
Yeah, right. I'm not conforming.
I am not a conformist. I just not. I on purpose don't do things that are group activities.
Yeah.
Ever.
So you're a rebel.
I'm rebel of the cause.
Right.
Because I don't want to do it.
No.
That's why. That's what the cause is.
Right.
All right. Well, it's been fun.
What do you got? You want me to talk about this? What do I have? I have there's something called records. People try to break them. I don't have time. And you know what? I'd use my time better than to try to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. That thing still exists. Remember when it used to be pages and you'd look it up?
Yeah.
Now it's online, so you don't even have to buy a book.
Correct.
And they're always from Florida. This one guy from Florida wants to see the Avengers Endgame movie. He's seen it 114 times. Uh-huh. He's shooting for 200.
I see.
Why?
Do a lot of these people? A lot of people understand that when they go in the Guinness Book of Records, it's really a book of assholes.
You know,
I mean,
it's a book of don't you have something better to do?
Exactly. That should be the title of it.
It should.
The Guinness Book of don't you have something better to do?
This guy's 30.
Yeah,
white guy.
Yeah.
30. It's over 3 hours long, 5 times each weekend. But he's trying to break someone's record saw this other guy saw 103 screenings of Avengers Infinity War.
Wow, how do you do it?
You don't. I don't.
You don't.
And one more Florida guy, a disc jockey. He's halfway through a giant Ferris wheel for 53 hours.
I see.
Again. Mm. But this guy is trying to, he's raising money, too, for a cause. See, if you're doing
That's
it for a cause, is it?
It's an excuse. It's a reason to make people think that you're not entirely crazy.
Why? Who
That's
wants to do
that?
That
is.
I'm talking, I don't want 1 hour on a Ferris wheel. Can you imagine 53?
I don't even want to switch one seat position. No, there's no way.
And you got to go to the bathroom up there and eat. And I mean,
no.
I don't know.
I guess you carry a little cup, but that's ridiculous.
He does.
It's really stupid.
Well, you know, pooping.
Right.
2 days without pooping,
watch out.
Longer than 2 days. The smell up there alone. I need a sealed bag.
You know, around July 4th Day or Memorial Day or something, they have a thing at the Coney Island in New York where there's an Oriental guy who wins this like for the past few years. He breaks the record for eating hot dogs in one sitting.
Ooh, yeah, I don't like that stuff.
They sit him in a chair. They have a
Guinness. I don't watch those. They're gross.
Of course you don't watch it. There's no
reason to watch
shoving
that. Food in his face for a record?
It's almost like write the suicide note first and then do it.
My stomach hurts thinking about it.
I know. I love hot dogs, but not that many.
Yeah.
Not that many.
They're okay. I don't want to know what's in them. We've talked about this. There's things I don't want to know about.
It's not for you to know.
I don't want to know because then I won't like it or eat them.
You know, on the package, it says it's really kind of innocent. It actually says this is really kind of innocent.
Oh, no. Does it?
It's not hoofs and lips and organs.
Oh,
it's,
no.
It's actually just beef meat. And I say nay, nay. I don't believe
you sound like a horse. You sound nay, nay. They do that, too. That's for dogs.
I don't believe them. I don't believe them.
No.
Everything chopped up looks the same. So, no. But I do enjoy a good hot dog.
So you eat them. Eat them.
I will. I'll have up to two.
I'm not
going to make any books like that. But
I'll have up to two. I do one and end it.
That's nice.
You know, I'm a woman. Oh. Women don't eat a bunch of food,
should
do
be
they?
In the kitchen cleaning up then.
I know. I'll do that when the other women do.
I'll be in the other room
too
with
many
my
cooks.
Brandy snifter.
That's true. If I drank brandy, I would definitely put it in a snifter.
Oh, you can.
Because you got to warm it underneath.
Yeah.
Don't you, with your hand?
I have an idea. And this is not, I did not read this, but
you're going to trademark it right now. People listening.
I was in a bar. Mm-hmm. Strange.
You walked into the bar?
Yes, I did walk in.
Is anybody else with you?
The wheelchair.
I heard that joke. Okay.
So I'm walking in the bar, and there is this guy sitting at the other end of the bar, and he is having a martini in a martini glass.
I've seen that. Yeah. With the olive little thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I said to myself, wow, what a great idea. Get rid of all your glasses in your, if you want to lose weight.
Okay.
Get rid of all the glasses in your house so you just have martini glasses.
Right.
Drink whatever you drink, not alcohol, milk, whatever
it may be. In that little weird glass.
In the little weird glass.
It's hard to balance it sometimes.
Here's the point. Nobody gulps down anything from a martini glass.
Oh, it's you a sippy thing.
It's a sippy cup.
Get a sippy cup for children, though. They make those. True.
Yeah.
But then you'd look ridiculous. Right? Yeah, you're alone.
But you feel
as you are.
Yes. But you feel sophisticated.
It's sophisticated. Yeah. You're right.
I mean, buy an ascot. Sure.
A Cosmo. You ever drink a Cosmo?
Yeah, same thing. Same glass, actually.
I got drunk on those ones. Yeah. I don't like
Manhattan, same glass.
I never tried that.
Okay. You will find that you will take in less liquid.
Right. But if you take enough of them.
Yeah, but you don't. You just don't.
Really?
You just don't. It's like a hot dog. You just don't. Ugh. You just don't.
I won't.
So that's my idea. I mean, get rid of all the glasses in your house, exchange them with martini glasses.
Are you going to do it? Are you the first to do this?
Well, I don't live alone is the problem.
If I did, I would. You can control yourself, though.
Ooh, I would.
You can't control yourself? You have no self-control, Ron.
When you, I don't know if you drink or not.
Here and there.
Okay. Have something in a martini glass. It can be Coca-Cola, no matter what it is.
Okay.
And tell me that you
don't
feel...
Yeah, you got to balance it. I remember.
It's not the balancing, Taurus. It's... Taurus. It's not the balancing.
Right.
It's the feeling of humanity that you have. It's a feeling of
not lavishness.
Yes, it's just...
Humanity?
It changes your personality.
It does. Like when I get into... When I drive a BMW, I feel important.
Go. Very good.
And I feel a little snooty.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a good feeling.
Well, you feel a little snooty with a martini glass.
I'm empowered.
But, you know, who's going to... You know? Who's going to know?
People have let me use their... Yeah. Their expensive cars before.
Yeah.
Not long, not many, but in Florida, I drove a brand new state-of-the-art BMW it was my boss's car, and I would drive it to go do errands. Mm-hmm. And boy, when I got out of that car, I felt like something special.
See? It changes your personality.
It did. It really did.
Try it with a martini glass. Actually, you get pulled over. Don't do that.
Not while I'm driving.
No.
But in my cave, I will do that.
I would love to have a party of selected people that don't go into separate rooms and have a martini party. But if you go to the party, you have to dress up like you're at a cocktail party, brandy snifters, martini glasses, and everybody has to talk in a sophisticated British accent.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, let's do like a party where everyone has to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go if you can't speak do an accent.
You have to do the accent.
You have to do the accent. We'll
to
screen
dress
you.
Accordingly.
Right.
And
so
that's
you're talking
it.
Like this, Ron. You and I can do it quite well.
Right.
You know, is it to tell people
I
when they come in?
Be fun.
Be possibly
a
lovely.
A little soft piano music in the background, very sophisticated.
You have to hire someone that can speak this way as well, though.
Right.
You know.
Everybody can do it. They can try.
And
if they can't, we make fun of them.
We have to.
And it doesn't go on long, maybe an hour, because after that people get drunk and then you're responsible for them, so you don't want that.
So it's a real short window.
Real short window. Very, very short party.
Right. How That's the kind you like. Your favorite.
It is my favorite.
My mom remarked on your parties before. How she has an end time and people leave. That's it's not like till whenever.
Do. Right.
I don't Our parties were till whenever.
No.
She respected that idea.
Respect. You know? It's a necessity.
It's a necessity.
Yeah.
Sure.
On the invitations, you'd be very clear.
And people had started leaving right before that time was, you know, you turned into a pumpkin.
If someone stays later than that time, then, you know, then there's
I would love to
steps.
See what happened. If that happened. We didn't do it, but...
People don't defy that, first
no
of all.
No one has defied it.
No one
so
has defied it
So you don't have to
yet.
Go into those measures.
No, but I would do... I'd just start yawning, and then I would start not covering my mouth, and, you know, things like that.
Would you fart? You gotta fart.
Sure.
Out loud.
Oh, that'll clear the house out really
See,
fast.
See, there you go. If you need me to help you from there,
and
I'm down.
It wouldn't even bother me, because I enjoy mine.
Ugh.
We talked about that
Yeah,
before
we did. I can't even... No, I don't
I
want
really
mine.
I really do enjoy
I them. Run from mine. I go across the room to do it and then come back to where I was originally staying because I want to leave it over there. I don't want it near me.
I think it's like a snowflake. Everybody's is different.
Ugh,
actually, it's like fingerprints. It's like DNA. If someone farted, I'd say, Mary?
It's a shrimp scampi.
1927.
Oh, I don't like those things.
I
wish they wouldn't come out of me all the time.
Well, anyway.
I had one more story.
Go on.
It was a lawnmower that sets acceleration speed record in Germany. A lawnmower.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a prototype Honda lawnmower. Went from 0 to 100 in 6.29 seconds. Broke a record.
Yeah, kind of why.
He had to do it in Germany, though.
Why does it have to be a lawnmower?
It can still cut grass, even with all of its modifications. So that's something I want to try around here.
Cuts it really fast? I don't understand. I don't understand.
If those people could get a hold of that lawnmower, yeah. They could do mows.
Another great idea, Tori.
Yeah.
Another great idea.
What is it? What?
Oh, my God. What a great idea you just had.
I have them all the time. Which
and
one is this one?
You didn't even know. The Roomba lawnmower. There isn't
trademark.
One.
Trademark.
Right? You just set it free. If you have it, it has to be a fenced in yard, though. Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, because it'll go in the street, too. You'll never see
never
it again.
Stop. It'll never stop.
Never stop.
You'd have to buy one every week.
You would have to.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Yeah.
You set it and forget
it. But what does it do with the grass? They're not these big. They're just small things, these Roombas.
Well, this one would be a little bit bigger. About the base of it would be about the size of a lawnmower base, which is not that much really that much bigger.
Okay.
And it would, you just set it free.
I bet they're going to make those now. Refer back to this June 2019 show.
Yeah, I'll have
how you
my,
thought
I'll have
of it
my lawyer
before.
On their ass if they try this.
Right.
What?
Technically, we thought of it.
You came up with it.
I
catapulted.
Must say.
You did.
Sure.
You threw it out there.
I'll take a percentage.
I caught it. Yeah.
Good. Sounds good.
Wow. How could that miss?
It can't.
It can't miss.
I bet it's already being thought of right now. Developed. It's in development.
Nope.
You don't think
not
this
until
been?
We did.
Okay.
I think that what you have to do is you can't let your grass get too long.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
No,
keep
but
keep it
if,
out there.
Yeah. But
so you store it in your garage.
Right.
You need a garage.
Right. You fill it with gas, let it go.
Gas or solar power?
Solar power,
come on,
Tori.
Man. Gas is getting phased out.
You'd have to leave it outside a lot so it can soak into power.
That's okay. In the window. You have a window with a start, with a light.
I suppose you're right.
Or electric.
No. It's going to run over its own cord. That won't work. It has to either be gas.
No, you charge it up like an electric car.
Oh, charge it up. Oh, yeah. Like
charge.
A charge.
Yeah,
sure.
There you go.
I don't know how long that'll go for.
Maybe.
It'll have to go for at least like 4 hours.
Okay, so this is all great.
Time.
This is new inventions.
It's a prototype.
Innovations. I said inventions.
I like this.
Yeah. It's good.
Wow. I hope no one's listening to this show now.
They never do. Who does?
On one hand, I hope everybody's listening.
Yep.
Now I hope nobody's listening.
You already protected it, though.
Yeah, I did protect it because this is
if this
tape.
Is a thing.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. This is Monday, June 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Good. We can math a little bit.
Fine. Whew, great.
All right. Nice.
All right.
Roomba lawn. Lumba. Lumba.
Lumba.
Raspa.
The lower lumba.
Oh. My lumbar is kind of, I got degenerative disc disease. They found
you
out.
You seem in very good spirits today.
I am.
Have you been drinking or what?
Not yet.
Okay.
But it's early. The day is early. But it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so give me time.
It is 5 o'clock somewhere.
For a Monday, you got it. You got it at some point. Drink. Start drinking.
That's so silly.
I know.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Isn't it? But it's true. China.
It's true.
Somewhere.
It's just like, why would somebody even say that?
It's because they're trying to be funny. And that's our job.
Oh, that's the funny
Don't
thing.
Don't step onto my funny, please.
It's
stay in your own lane.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey.
Which gives you the license to drink at any time.
Amsterdam.
I get that.
Yeah, anywhere.
That's like the funny thing, like on December 31st, see you next year.
Ugh.
That's even funnier.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Another good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Never guilty of saying that, though, are you?
No, because it's annoying.
I've said it a couple of times.
Did I tell you about my Ancestry.com experience?
No.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
I was given it.
Who'd you kill?
Who'd you kill? It was a gift to me.
And, no one ever buys those for themselves.
No, why would you? I don't believe in them. So I spit into a cup. And
yeah, I did that. I did that too. Ancestry. Mine's on Ancestry.
Yeah.
There's other ones, but I did that one.
Yeah. So I sent it in and I got the response like 10 days later.
Is this recent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And what'd you find out?
I feel like suing them.
Is it personal
information? No.
Are you German? What are you?
Nothing's personal with Ancestry.com.
I know.
I saw
when I looked in who was related to, I mean, there were people using the same name and their own names.
Yes, fine. I'm 18% Italian.
What?
Who knew? I know. I don't feel it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't feel it.
You're a Goomba.
I don't know what I am. And then, this is so stupid, so stupid. It said 22%. No, it wasn't 22. It was 80.
You should have brought it with you, dude. This is perfect material. It's not on your paper? You have to remember this?
The other percentage was, it said European. And I said, excuse me.
We're all pretty much there.
Aren't you supposed to tell me like what country in Europe? Just European? Yeah. That's what it said. And I thought, what am I paying you for?
Right.
European.
No, they broke mine down. England.
Yeah, I'm sure they
Ireland.
Did. I didn't
Scotland,
do it to me.
And Wales. And also Scandinavia.
Yeah. I think one of my ancestors was probably a sleep around whore or something because I did all of Europe, apparently.
Oh, no.
What's that about?
Well, I'm not Slavic or anything. I'm not Asian.
I'm
not
Slavic.
South American. I mean, I can pretty much
but
pinpoint.
But it told you what
it
countries.
It did tell me.
Now, here's the funny thing that I
talk about. And it's always updated as more people put in the bank. You know.
So I find out I'm 18% Italian. And I can't believe that. And when I told that to somebody, they said, oh, are you going to plan a trip for Italy? I said,
no.
What are you talking about?
That's so funny.
They said, well, now you're Italian. Don't you want to go back to your homeland?
Oh, my God.
My homeland? Yeah. What are you talking about? my homeland? Now all of a sudden I feel a connection to this place?
Yeah. My parents have been to Italy. It's nice there.
I'm
you can
sure
go.
It
They're
is,
not even Italian.
But not be,
you
well,
can
that's
go.
The point.
You can go.
I mean, just because you're, I mean, God.
Who said that? I want to hurt them.
There's actually, and I did an interview with them last week, there's a travel company that links up with, it's something 123 or...
DNA and Me and You and
something,
Sesame Street song, something.
Yeah, one of those deals. The two companies hooked up.
Right.
So when you get your results from this DNA company, you plan a trip with this travel company.
What a scam.
They hooked it up together.
Wow.
Figuring that if someone...
They want to go.
Finds out what they are. All of a sudden, they're going to go, I got to go home. You know, it's like,
yeah, get out of here then. We don't want you.
Smart.
It is.
Smart.
Everyone's angling. This was an angle.
But stupid. But stupid. I can just imagine.
I already knew where I was from. Dude, I mean, how hard could it be? My parents told me. I knew a little bit of my history.
Oh.
You know.
Well, I think
England.
This
hello,
well,
Wainwright.
Supposed to go beyond. Yeah. Well, your Lagarde. Last name is quite obvious.
Yeah.
It's like
names.
It's like O'Shannon. You're Russian. Well, no, I'm not Russian. What are you talking about?
Right. Yeah.
No, there was one guy. It's your uncle's sister's cousin's mother's father's
brother. Yeah, something was askew.
Twice removed from your mother's father's brother's
somebody
sister's.
Slept with somebody. I mean, it's not unusual.
Come on,
these
come
things
on.
Happen.
Come on. It's ridiculous.
Down the line. Look at Italy. I mean, you know, the Moors. Look what happened there.
Yeah, a lot.
You know, I'm just saying.
Well, Moors is less. Thank you. Thank you very
read
much.
Read a book.
Thank you very
come
much.
On now.
Read a book. You know what I want to read? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
The Mueller report.
Weren't we
pages.
Supposed to get that? What happened? It was all redacted, though. Was
I
it
ordered,
out?
Is I
it
ordered
out?
It on Amazon. It's out. It's online.
But it's redacted.
It's redacted.
Yeah.
But you
who
still,
cares, then?
That's still a lot in it. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Is there? Did you read it?
I started reading it.
It's going to take a long time.
I started reading volume two because volume two has all the real stuff
oh,
in
really?
It. Yeah. The first one is a lot of explanations and stuff. The second one is a list of all the obstruction.
Okay. What good does it do even if we know? We can't do anything about it. It's more aggravating.
No, but you should know what he did.
I do. And I'll be more angry.
What the investigation like really found like he actually did.
Right. Well, I'm nobody, though. It doesn't matter
what
I know.
And I want to be able to say, I read the Mueller report, and the president's an asshole. I want to be able to substantiate it.
Okay, I get that.
You know,
all right.
Just, not just my opinion.
Right.
This is what the investigation showed.
I know.
He's an asshole.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm going to read that.
Okay.
It's that or...
Summer, good summer reading.
That or The Shining. I don't know which one.
Stephen King?
Yeah, same thing. Actually, it's the same
book.
Stuff.
It's an old book.
Same stuff. I know.
Read something new.
I'm trying to find the parallel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's some book that someone posted about... Someone, you know what? Someone posted a thread, books you should really read. And I read all the answers because I wanted to get some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And one stood out. Cemeteries You Must See Before You Die.
Well,
I want to look that book up now.
That's an interesting. Is that?
I've already been to the Savannah, Georgia one. Remember where they did the Midnight and the Good and Evil?
So that's
Garden
a real
Good
thing.
Yes.
Because it sounds like a joke book.
No.
Because it's a funny title,
isn't it? It's kind of ironic.
Well, yeah, I'd say
you know?
Pretty much that's the word for it.
Right. So, but I really want to order this book. 100, maybe it's 100 cemeteries, or just cemeteries to see before you die.
The top 100 cemeteries.
I saw one. I saw a good one. Probably the best one, Savannah, Georgia. Like I said, I don't know if I can top that
nice,
one.
Nice
that was
sense.
A good one.
Good ones. Where they have the best lunches? I don't understand.
They make movies there.
Yeah,
they have great, like, interesting headstones. And
when I was a kid, Torrance,
mm-hmm.
I went down to Plymouth. They have a very old
I
graveyard
bet there's a good one there too.
Behind
bet
the,
it's in the
main
book.
Street there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went there with a couple of audio recorders, very similar to this.
Oh, to see if you could pick up something.
Yeah,
did you
with my friend Mike Lutton? I don't know if you knew him.
I've heard this about this kind of thing.
We went into the grave. It was after midnight.
You didn't hear anything, though, right?
I don't know. We didn't, but it scared the bejesus out of us.
But it's good to be scared.
Well, you hear things. when I was there, I heard things. And but I mean,
it could be an animal.
Thousand things it could be.
Any insects. Yeah, it could be anything.
And you know that in your mind, but at the same time.
You want to believe.
Yes.
I want to believe.
It's amazing how the atmosphere really, all of a sudden, all your common sense goes out the window, not that there is one there.
Right.
And it was fascinating. It was very, very, very scary.
Oh, cool.
And we could have sworn we were hearing voices. When I listened to the tape, nothing. But we could have sworn we heard stuff. But no, not really.
No, not really.
Because it's outside. Someone was talking somewhere. I mean,
this sounds outside.
Right.
It's the outside.
Yeah.
It's
usually spirits from grave to grave, you don't hear, hey, you want to get a pizza?
Yeah,
you
know, usually you don't hear that. Yeah. They'd be hunting a house. They hunt houses, don't they?
They'd be inside.
You know, where it's safer.
It's cold outside.
You know, what are you doing?
Right. Hey,
it's hot or cold.
You have a sweater?
It's something
you sweater
outside. Yeah, you need to be protected. It's called shelter.
Give me shelter, will you? All right.
That's a good show, huh?
I think so.
Half hour, get it tight, put it on the SoundCloud for
it's
free.
It's a little tight.
There you go.
I think by the time we say goodbye and stuff, it'll be like 40 minutes.
You got to edit stuff out, too. It's even shorter.
You're right.
We're always editing. You don't know what we edit. You don't want to know.
No.
It's none of your beeswax.
No, there's some very heavy arguments.
Come to the live show. If you just hit the live show, you won't even miss a thing.
You know, that's an idea at a point.
You know. The audience?
Yeah, maybe not.
Live audience?
Maybe not.
Make them laugh.
Then I'm too conscious of them. I don't like
you. I know. We've had a few people in and out, but, you know, literally out in and out.
Mostly out.
Just here to check the meter.
All right. Well, she's Tori Lagarde nonetheless, no matter what you think.
That's right.
And join us again next Monday, I assume.
Why not?
Should be in town.
I will, for now.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, and we wish you peace, as we usually do.
Peace out. It wasn't too bad with one ear.
No. Even better with two ears.
You know, last week I was fiddling with it, so this week I just left it alone and just, you know, it was fine.
All right.